This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1551. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 10th, Argentina versus Guam, Australia, Brazil, China, Colombia, Congo DR, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Greenland, Guinea, Iran, Kuwait, Laos, Madagascar, Micronesia, Oklahoma, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Switzerland, Turkmenistan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. There are two broadcast feeders on single sideband way outside the 13 megahertz broadcast band, and they're almost on the same frequency, interfering with each other. Jim Evans in Tennessee was hearing them both at the same time. AFRTS or AFN from Guam on 13.362 upper sideband, February 8th at 22.25 with NPR programming. A poor signal and with strong interference from the Argentine feeder, which he measured on its reference frequency, 13.363.55. However, it's on lower sideband. Now, if the sidebands were reversed, they might not interfere with each other. This was also February 8th at 22.25, and he heard it all the way until midnight 5 UT the next day in Spanish with Argentine ballad music, occasional announcements. It went off for a while and then came back stronger at 23.01, but he never could get an idea of which Buenos Aires station was being relayed at this time. Ron Howard, DXing as always from a California beach, reports that February 6th was a good time for the low-frequency Australians. On 2368.5, Radio Simban was heard at various times between 13.11 and 15.12. It was covering a sporting event with noise of the fans, and it seemed to be in Greek as usual, strong enough to punch through the noise. So he also checked for the other new low-power Australian on 3210, which still doesn't have a name. He says he was finally hearing a very faint carrier until then, but on that date at 13.07, it was much stronger with an open carrier. At 14.10, there was some audio of a woman talking, but he could not be sure of the language, and a man talking later. Anyhow, the first audio he's been able to pull from this, so encouraging him to keep trying, as many of us are as well. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports what appears to be a new Brazilian, but it's unidentified, on 3355.02. Heard February 4th at 23.30, fading away by midnight 10, and also on the 5th at 2300. It was definitely in Portuguese. More discussion about attempts to identify it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-06. Here's another frequency for Chinese Firedrake All Musical Jamming, reported by Rick Barton in Arizona to ABDX, January 20th at 23.30 to midnight UT on 17.170. Also at that time on 14.950 and 15.900. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports a station in Spanish with many mentions of Colombia but no positive ID, February 2nd at 11 to 11.30 UT, 5 hertz below 2880 kilohertz. Therefore, it's likely to be the harmonic from medium wave previously reported here, Radio Vida Nueva in Barranquilla. Several more reports this week of what is believed to be the little station in Bunia, Congo DR, Radio Tele Candip, because it's on a unique frequency. 5066.33, reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, on the 2nd, or rather 4th of February at 1750 UT. Definitely in French, but low modulation. Stig Adolfsson in Sweden was also hearing it at 1650 UT, measured on 5066.337. Doesn't see how it could be anything but Kandip. Mark Davies in UK reports weak audio on 5066.3, February 3rd at 1730, gone by 1750. And again on February 4th at 1737. In Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves reports it as a definite log, 5066.3, Radio Telecandip in Bunia, February 4th, from 1733 until abrupt closure at 1902. It was in vernacular with African pops, but announcements in French at 1900. For the past sesquiyear, inspired by the coup in Honduras, remember that, Radio Havana Cuba has been running 24 hours a day in Spanish. But as of February 1st, they're back to only 12 hours a day, dropping their overnight broadcasts and midday as well. A new schedule has been posted on their website, and I've also been monitoring and reorganizing the schedule into readable form, as in DX Listening Digest 1106. The current airtime in Spanish is from 12 to 16 UT and 22 until 06. It appears there have been no significant changes in schedules for English or other languages. But there are always anomalies from one day to the next. And also in DXLD, I've computed all the possible leapfrog mixing product frequencies when they're running four different channels on the 49-meter band in Spanish between 12 and 13 UT. A total of 12 extra frequencies are possible, several of which we've heard, notably 6190. And reducing the schedule from 24 hours a day to 12, of course, eliminates the two extra repeats of En Contacto we had just discovered. Here's another medium wave harmonic from Latin America on 2280. Tim Tromp in Michigan reports to the mayor tip sheet. He heard Radio Anacaona January 31st at 0220, strong with Latin music and numerous IDs. It's 2 times 1140. It's spelled A-N-A-C-A-O-N-A. And it's named for a chief of the Tainos who were exterminated long ago by the Spanish. And I was also barely hearing a signal on that frequency in Spanish, with a bit of music sometimes above the noise level, February 5th from 2357 until midnight 30 UT on the 6th. Also, an ID on that frequency, probably the same, reported by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, February 9th at 1114. Since it's been so difficult to hear Radio Cairo on shortwave, even before the troubles over there, WRN advises that they are now including Radio Cairo's English broadcast on their website. If you go to www.wrn.org and to the listeners section, you'll find a link to Radio Cairo. It's an archive of the daily English broadcast at 2215 UT. Radio 700 in Germany says they've also been relaying Radio Cairo on a web stream. It seems to be quite a mixture of languages. If the English broadcast lasts more than an hour, as most of them do, only part of it is included as they go from one language to another. Check www.radio700.eu/podcasts if you can find it. Although, after about a week, it appeared to be off. As of February 7th, Tarek Zaidan, an Egyptian in Denmark, reported to us that the medium wave frequencies of the main networks in Egypt, which had been merged into a single service for a while, were separate again as of February 7th, 774 with Middle East Radio, 711 with the youth and sports program, Idat al-Shabaab, and the ID as Al-Masriya, the Egyptian radio, was no longer being used. 621, still Voice of the Arabs with normal programs, and Holy Quran radio on 864. Torsten Hallmann in Germany, proprietor of www.africalist.de.ms, has been tracking the Eritrean-Ethiopian radio war. As we mentioned last week, the Ethiopian jamming had resumed. As of February 8th, he says some frequencies were not in use, 4770, 5980, and 9700. However, Jari Savolainen in Finland says 4770 has moved to 4760 as of February 7th. Via Dario Monferini, PlayDX, Roberto Pavanello in Italy reports getting a QSL by email from Oromia Radio 6030 in Ethiopia. He sent his report by postal mail with one IRC, but the reply came in 12 days by email from the head of the engineering department. And he replied in English, giving the current schedule as Monday through Friday, 0330 to 06, 09 to 11, and 1530 to 19 GMT. Saturday and Sunday straight through from 0330 until 1900. His name and email address I spell HABTAMU_DARGIE at yahoo.com. One last reminder that KNR Greenland is closing down its medium wave and shortwave transmitters February 11th at 8 a.m. local time, according to a report a few months ago by Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark. Until then, you may try to pick up their shortwave relay, low-powered on sideband 3815, between 21 and 2215 UT. The shortwave station of RTG, the government in Conakry, Guinea, has been off the air since August, says Aker Peterson, DSWCI DX window. But it's just come back on 7125, which is now in the middle of the amateur radio band. They should have taken the opportunity to locate a new frequency somewhere else. First reported back on 7125 by Jari Savolainen in Finland February 6th at 1755 in African French. Also 1820 to 1900, a good signal at times. Also reported by yours truly February 9th at 0628, rather undermodulated with the typical West African sounding vocal and instrumental music. Still heard at 0704. And also heard a bit later that same occasion by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil until it went off abruptly at 0855. So this broadcast signal, usually with music, really stands out now on 7125. The old schedule used to be approximately 0600 until midnight UT. The Voice of Indonesia has been switching back and forth between its two different transmitters about 1 kHz apart, each slightly below 9525 or 9526, but mostly lately it's been on 9526, including the English hour at 1300. However, it was completely off the air on Tuesday, February 8th, when we would have heard the weekly co-production with RRI Banjarmasin. If we're lucky, they leave the transmitter on past 1500 when another English broadcast starts. But you never know when they'll be cutting it off. On February 9th, it was cut off in the middle of the news at 1503, while on another date, it stayed on past 1530. As we've pointed out before, the English hour from Iran to North America, called Voice of Justice, has been on two frequencies colliding with other stations all winter. 0130 UT on 6120 with Cuba and 7250 with Russia. However, Harold Sellers in British Columbia was listening February 8th after 0200 and was not hearing Iran at all on 6120, making him wonder if they had moved. But Voice of Russia was no longer being heard on 7250, so that left Iran in the clear on that frequency. Speaking of collisions, despite scads of open frequencies on the little-used 13-meter band, propagation improved a bit on February 8th at 1423, allowing me to reconfirm that Spain in Spanish and Kuwait in Arabic were still colliding on 21540. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1551. I've been mentioning DX Listening Digest, which is the source for items I mentioned, but in much greater detail if you consult it. You can find the latest issue and all previous issues via our website, www.worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Frederick McGavin in Ireland, who sent a contribution in euro via PayPal, which converted it to dollars, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. And thanks also to Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Of course, the reason I quote Ron Howard frequently is because he sends in excellent original DX monitoring reports, such as this one about Laos 6130. LNR heard Friday, February 4th at 1418 with the Functioning in English program, partly in Laotian and in English. It's related to the business world. It was interviewing Mike Epstein of Advanced Technologies. He says there was light to heavy adjacent interference. After monitoring for about 3 weeks, I believe they have tweaked the transmitter. The signal has surely improved from last year, and it would be hard to attribute it all to just improved propagation. We have several reports of a station on 5010.28, initially unidentified, heard by S. Hasegawa in Japan, February 4th, signing on at 1443. Jari Savolainen in Finland says, yes, it is Madagascar. They've been a few days on this split frequency and in the AM mode. You may recall previously they were usually in upper sideband, closer to 5010. S. Hasegawa was hearing it again February 4th at 1645, but with interference from All India Radio on 5010. In the NASA group, Jim Young in California also reports RTV Malagasy on 5010.28. February 2nd at 1534 with their typical format, also with interference from India. In our mornings, I believe that would be arriving by long path, but he also heard it at 0358 when it would be short path. And one more report of it from Ralph Perry in Illinois via Hardcore DX 5010.3 Madagascar, coming through nicely at TuneIn 0300 on February 5th. Pleasant melodic African choral enchanting and pop music, accompanied by a local ensemble, heavy on rhythm and bass. Since first reported last week, we've had many more reports of the reactivated missionary station in Pohnpei, Micronesia, the Cross Radio, on 4755.44. Apparently they've been testing their new setup 24 hours a day. I was hearing it February 5th at 0747 past 0800 and on the 7th at 0708. However, it's not always heard later, closer to our sunrise after 1200. Ron Howard was hearing them as late as 1618 UT on February 8th. Meanwhile, he's been in contact both with the visiting engineer who got them back on the air and with the program director at the station. Her name is Sylvia Kalau, K-A-L-A-U, and she's also been sending out verifications to him and several other listeners. It seems the most direct address to use is pohnpei@pmapacific.org or radio@pmapacific.org. Following audience research with the islands they are trying to reach rather than DXers all over the world, she said they'll be reducing their schedule, probably to 2130 to 0930 UT. A rather strange situation in the Tulsa, Oklahoma AM radio market. A station on 1530, known as La Que Buena, bought two other AM stations, KRVT on 1270 and KZLI on 1570. They were mainly wanting to move their Que Buena format to a better signal on 1270. But so far in February, we've been hearing La Que Buena not on two frequencies, but all three in parallel. Seems somewhat wasteful. We previously reported that the Pridnestrovia relay of Voice of Russia in English to North America at midnight to 05 UT had moved from 6240 to 7290. But a few days later, as of February 7th, the radio PMR service itself also moved from 6240 to 7290, says Harry Brooks in Northeast England, presumably for the full 18 to 24 UT period before the relay of Voice of Russia. Last week, we reported that Voice of Russia, in Russian, had started using 7200 from the St. Petersburg site, starting at 0800 UT, causing concern to the amateur radio intruder watchers in Europe, since 7200 is off-limits, being the boundary frequency between the amateur and broadcast bands. We've seen some correspondence about this with the engineer at St. Petersburg, who was of the opinion that both hams and broadcasters could use 7200 if they wanted to, even though a broadcaster on 7200 will have a sideband about 5 kilohertz down into the amateur band. Finally, however, the engineer in Moscow agreed to move this to 7265. Wolfgang Büschel had been explaining what the regulations mean and confirms that they were on the new frequency starting February 9th. At 0800, it stays on the air until about 1500. The engineer in Moscow says, "Are you happy now?" "Yes, they are." In RusDX, Vadim Alexeyev in Moscow provides a list of a number of other frequency changes by Voice of Russia starting February 1st. However, he doesn't give what the old frequency was, so I'll just mention one concerning English to North America, now at 03 to 06 on 12010. The Swiss may no longer care to use medium wave, but what to do with the transmitters? There have been rumors about this before, and now it's official. The Voice of Russia will start transmitting via the 558 kHz Montecenari transmitter in Switzerland starting March 1st. That's a 300 kilowatt transmitter. No details about the languages, but they do say it's both for Russian citizens abroad and for foreign listeners. Another abandoned Swiss medium wave frequency, 1566, is already coming back, but not with the old transmitter. Instead, a small 250 watt unit of Radio Gloria, according to news from them, it's in the central part of Switzerland, the only medium wave station left and the first private AM station. It's on the air 24 hours a day with a long wire antenna near the city of Lucerne. They hope they can be heard around Europe. This experiment will end on March 2nd. That appeared in bclnews.it, and it's already been heard by Mauro Giroletti in northern Italy, I think, at 1810 UT, a weak signal, but listenable. And he says he was able to verify it by paralleling it to their web stream, a technique increasingly in use. Furthermore, a report via Southgate, via Mike Terry, that some Swiss hams have received permission to use the antennas of yet another abandoned medium wave station, and shortwave before that, at Sotin. This, of course, will mean big signals, despite small amateur powers. The details, however, as usual, are lacking as far as actual frequencies and times with amateur operations. Check www.hb9mm.com/sottns. In DSWCI DX window, Anker Peterson reports that Turkmen Radio, Turkmenistan, has been reactivated on 5015, heard February 6th at midnight 5 to midnight 35, with typical Central Asian instrumental music. He says it's not in the AM mode, but it's best in lower sideband, not audible on what had been their other frequency, 4930. As we reported last week, the BBC is planning major cutbacks in its services in a few weeks, dropping a number of languages or reducing them to non-shortwave media only. Mike Terry forwards a couple of websites you may want to get involved in to save the BBC World Service. Of course, they're at Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/SaveBBCWorldService and Twitter.com/SaveWS with capitals in appropriate places. WRMI News, including selected comments from listener correspondents, notes that someone in Cuba is lamenting that his old Soviet shortwave radio broke and it's impossible to buy a new shortwave radio in that country. But Jeff White says, we receive many similar messages from Cuba. Some of our programmers in Miami have purchased from us small solar-powered radio receivers fixed-tuned to our frequency, 9955. They cost $10 and have sent them to listeners in Cuba via various methods, including with people who are traveling to the island. These radios are now in various parts of Cuba, and we've received many positive reports from listeners who are now able to hear us. Another example of the lax engineering standards allowed by the FCC these days, I've been hearing Heterodyne on 1510 kilohertz when the main station coming in is KCTE in the Kansas City market. And in fact, I've traced it to that very station and measured it at approximately 1510.185 kilohertz. Medium Wave News and Mike Terry remind us of three Medium Wave DX tests in Illinois arranged by Paul Walker some weeks ago, and now they are imminent on Saturday, February 12th, in coordination with the IRCA and NRC. At precisely 07 and 08 UT, KHMO 1070 in Hannibal, Missouri, will test with Morse code, sweep tones, and voice announcements for 5 minutes at the top of the first hour with its day powder, and for 5 minutes at the top of the second hour with its night tower and power. Then at 09 to 10 UT on Saturday, February 12th, WLIQ 1530 in Quincy, Illinois, tests for 20 minutes with Morse code, sweep tones, and voice announcements. It's with their full-power day facilities, then at 20 more minutes with lower critical hours power in the final 20 minutes at only 3 watts, non-directional. Oh, the third one is actually a week later, Saturday, February 19th at 07 to 08 UT from WLRB 1510 in Macomb, Illinois. The first half hour with Morse code, sweep tones, and voice announcements, 1 kilowatt non-directional day power, and the second half hour, the same content with 250 watts non-directional critical hours. EQSLs will be available from GLAENZER at frontier.com. In the subject line, put the call letters of the station being reported and the words DX test. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 8th. ANK in its east mostly 5 and 2 through March 7th, with a peak to 10 and 3 on March 2nd and 3rd. Solar flux rising from 82 on February 16th to 88 on the 17th to 20th, and down to 80 again starting February 24th. From World of Radio headquarters, with a foot of snow on the ground and temperatures near 0 Fahrenheit, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio number 1551, and inviting you back next week.